Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Larico, St. Patrick Road. I arise today through the power of God, God's might to comfort me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eyes to look upon me, God's ears to hear me, God's word to speak for me. Dear Lord, you are an awesome God who has created us so our minds, bodies, and souls are interconnected, and what touches one part touches the other. So we are thankful for even a quiet moment like this in conversation with you, for it dissipates some of the stress we experience this time of the year. Help us to take more such moments so that we may be healthier and more effective in what lies ahead. And Father, we join our nation on this National Day of Prayer and asking your blessings and guidance for our nation as we deal with conflict within and threats from without. Help us truly be one nation under God and follow you as we must. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Franklin. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 64th day.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. I have guests that I'd like to introduce. Seated on my right here and the left of most of you is my intern, Ethan Todd. Please stand up. Ethan is from Warren County, Warrenton, and is a student at Mizzou. And his friend, also from Warren County, Alex Stevens, is a sophomore at St. Louis University. I ask everyone to welcome. Senator from Phelps.
That's a very special guest, Mr. President. On my right and your left is my intern that served with us, one of the interns that served, Jamie Tabrizi, and he has been a great intern. We really enjoyed him. He's a great kid. He's a student at Mizzou. And with Jamie today is his parents, Al and Karen Tabrizi. Like for the Senate.
We're delighted to welcome all the guests of the Senator from Phelps to the Missouri. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, on my left, on the bench right here, is my intern for this year, Matilda Gray. It's been my pleasure to work with her. She's an intelligent young lady with a bright future. This is her last day here working in the Capitol. And just appreciate all of her efforts for me and in my office this year. And she's going to be having her finals next week, so certainly wish her good luck with that and the rest of her studies. And ask my colleagues to please help me thank her for her work this year.
Will the guest of the Senator from the 23rd please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Yes, Senator from 24th.
Yeah, I too would seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest, On my right, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce Dr. Joseph Krause. He's the doctor of the day in Missouri Senate. Dr. Krause is an anesthesiologist practicing in the St. Louis area, and he'll be serving us today, and I'd like the body to make him welcome.
Let's all welcome the guest, the doctor of the day, guest of the Senator from the 24th to the Missouri Senate. Further introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Stoddard.
Have committee reports from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and
send
I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send it forward. The reading will be waived. Make your motion, sir.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
Does any senator object to that unanimous consent request? Hearing none, that is how we shall proceed.
Thank you again, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointments. There are appointments. There are five individuals here on the gubernatorial appointments list. They were all heard this past Wednesday in committee. All of these appointees met with the approval of the gubernatorial appointments committee. And with that, Mr. President, I'm open for any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the committee report confirming the nominees. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is adopted. Is the senator from 23rd, did you have a committee report?
I do, Mr. President. Your committee on rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics has a report.
Send it forward. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Concurrent Resolution 12, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 22 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 42 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Committee reports. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business. House bills on third reading.
House bills on third reading.
The informal calendar, House Bill 1135.
Informal calendar, House Bill 1135. The Senator from Green.
I move that House Bill 1135, with the amendment pending, be called from the informal calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe there's an amendment pending.
Yeah. When the bill was laid over, the senator from Cape Girardeau had the floor on House Bill 1135, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from the 13th.
Does the senator from the 13th yield?
Yes, I do. Proceed. Thank you for yielding, Senator. My understanding is that you're going to withdraw your amendment, and then we've got other vehicles that are out there and try to fix all that up. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator from Cape Girardeau. The senator from the 13th, you have a pending amendment on House Bill 135.
President, I'd like to withdraw my amendment.
That amendment will be withdrawn. Madam Secretary, please send the amendment back. We are on House Bill 135, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 135. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Green, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, before I do that, I also have an amendment I'd like to send forward.
Send the amendment forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's been distributed. I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is language I've actually distributed on another bill. And it's being added to the Senate bill on the other end of the building. It just requires that the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education also give notice of rules for classification of districts and promulgate rules like every other department. Be happy to answer any other questions.
The Senator from Green moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 135. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Green moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 135. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate Committee Substitute? Seeing.
1135.
Chair would like to correct. It is House Bill 1135. House Bill 1135. Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate Committee Substitute? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Green moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1135. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1135. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 1135, as amended, be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Green renews his motion that House Bill number 1135 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1135, an act relating to administrative procedures and review. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cole. Senator from Christian. Vote. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator for the 23rd.
President, would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 467, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public funds, with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, Emergency Clause defeated, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Seeing no objections, we will go to the resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
send the resolution forward.
Mr. President, I'd ask to make a unanimous consent motion to suspend the rule that so that this bill not go to committee. This is a establishing today as Missouri's Day of Prayer, consistent with the National Day of Prayer.
The senator is asking to suspend the rules so this can be taken up today, and asking unanimous consent for that. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
To inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
Yes. So I understand it. You're asking for a suspension of the rule that this resolution is not referred to your committee, and you can take it directly to the floor and adopt it?
Ask that it be printed in the journal and move for the, and adopted. Adopted okay. And printed in the journal.
But you're asking for unanimous consent and of this body
yes.
to be able to move forward
yes.
out of that. Okay. Mr. President?
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I object.
Objection has been raised, and so Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I just ask that it be printed in the journal.
The resolution will be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on the third reading, the informal calendar, House Bill 1193.
House bills on third reading, the informal calendar, House Bill 1193. Senator from St. Francis. Sergeant at Arms, please summons the Senator from St. Francis. We are on the calendar, House bills on third reading, the informal calendar. House Bill 1193, the
President, could we stand at ease for just a moment?
Seeing no objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Yes. Yes. The Senate is now back in session. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
President, could you have this bill hold its place? Lay it back on the informal calendar.
Senator, I think the proper request is having it laid on the informal calendar. That will be so done. Senator from Saline, what purpose do you rise?
I ask for unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed. Hurry for the leave.
Walking out the back door is Macon Elementary fourth graders. I would ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the Macon fourth graders as they're leaving the upper gallery. Thanks for coming. Have a great day. Thanks for being here. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll stay on that calendar, House Bill 1103.
Staying on that same calendar, House Bill 1103, Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1103 be called from the informal calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, I move that House Bill 1103 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion for third reading and final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
President.
Senator from Christian, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It has been distributed, and I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the amendment forward. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. You've moved the adoption of the amendment?
I do move for the adoption of the amendment.
And would you care to explain the amendment?
Mr. President, this is 42 pages, so I need to explain why. The bulk of it is, in 2010, we passed a bill for appraisers, establishing appraisal companies. It is now in one section at the bottom of their statutes. What this does is move it, like all other licensed organizations, into the regular where we license, where we collect their fees, where we collect their dues, in the other, like every other licensed organization. That's why it's so big. Actually, it only does two or three things other than that. And the most important one is, once the Dodd-Frank bill was passed federally, our appraiser trainees are not legal anymore until we pass some training laws. And that's the bulk of what's in here, is trying to bring our laws up with Dodd-Frank on trainee appraisals, appraisers. It moves all that stuff into the normal, where any normal organization would be, as far as being registered. It does make the trainee things, make them, according to Dodd-Frank, where the state matches. It makes a couple of other minor changes for Dodd-Frank, and that's about it. The main thing is the trainee thing. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire the senator from Polk first?
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
Thank you. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. We're on House Bill 1103, correct?
Right.
And that was just an open bracket, close bracket on lines 8 and through 10 of the bill.
Correct.
And that's basically getting rid of the sentence in state statutes that says an entity exempt as provided in this subsection shall file a notice with the commission containing the information required in 339.1110, and that we're taking away. Why do we need to take away that?
Two years ago when they did that, they said they were exempt from it in the statutes,
right.
But then that phrase says now they have to report.
Okay, So they still have to report. We're just getting rid of
through the FDIC and all the other standards.
Okay.
They still have to report. When they did an appraisal language, it says that they had to report. They were exempt from reporting, and in that sentence says that
let me get it just right, exempt entities shall report.
Okay, so we say we're going to exempt from state reports because you're already reporting on the federal level, but then we still say in the statute, even though we exempted you, if you do the federal reports, you still have to report to the state. So you're getting rid of, and basically, the public will still, and as I understand this bill, the public will still have access to the information. The policy choice that we made is simply this. The reporting requirements are required in federal statute. Instead of having to dual report the same information, once to the federal government, once to the state government, we are now just going to say, hey, go look on the federal government where you have reported on the federal level, and saves the expense of our appraisers and everything else from having to dual report.
Correct. That's
but when we tried to make that change, we said you were exempt for federal reporting, but we left in the sentence that said you still had to file on the state level if you were exempt.
Yeah.
So all this underlying House bill does is take that away. We're not in any way, shape, or form limiting access to Missourians that they have to this information. They'll just get it from the federal reporting.
They still have the same sources they have now. They're just not going through the appraisal system to report that they're exempt from reporting.
Gotcha. Very good. Yeah. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
To inquire the Senator from Christian.
Senator from Christian, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator, and I appreciate your explanation. We're not making it as to your amendment. We're not making any substantive changes here. We're just kind of compliance with new federal. And for the information of the body, Dodd-Frank was the real estate financial market. A lot of those changes, you now have the blind wheel on appraisals that the banking industry can't pick what appraisals they. You have no idea what appraiser you're going to end up getting from the blind wheel and all of that
Pretty
stuff.
Much right. The one thing I left out is without this, our appraisers would not be in the federal registry, which means they couldn't do the secondary market. Many of the appraisals there are out there. They just simply couldn't.
Meaning if you're not in compliance as an appraiser with Dodd-Frank, and just about, I mean, my home loan is it was done with a local bank but then sold to the secondary market, and that packet that sold to the secondary market, Dodd-Frank now requires a appraiser to seal all of that with that packet that is in compliance with the requirements of Dodd-Frank.
Has to meet their compliance, and this puts us in compliance with them.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Lewis, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Amendment to the amendment?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm out. I'll wait to get done with that.
Further discussion on Senate Amendment number 1. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Christian moves adoption of Senate Amendment number 1 to House Bill 1103. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 1. Now, Senator from Lewis,
for what purpose
do you rise?
I rise because I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
I'm sending it forward. It's being distributed, and I ask for its adoption.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator has moved the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. Would you care to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. This actually goes with the appraisers when they do an appraisal and they go in for when they have to go in for a bank loan, the Freddie Mae or Fannie Mac will not allow them if they are on a private road without a service agreement on that road. And this actually puts a maintenance plan in place in the state, or sets up a provision how to do it so that they can, these banks, the lending institutions, can provide a fixed rate and sell these loans to get a lower interest rate. That, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The Senator from Lewis moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2 to House Bill 1103. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Has appeared to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on the bill? Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire the Senator from Polk?
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. I have an issue and an amendment that I've distributed that you and I have talked about that I'd like to offer onto your bill. And as we discussed, I had a constituent that brought this issue to me, and it was beyond me that this would even be an issue. But it was a husband and wife that owned a property and had joint tenants and ownership in that property. And then they were going through a divorce, and when they were going through the divorce, the man actually went to the bank where the mortgage was and took a second out on the property and was able to do so without the signature of the joint ownership, the owners in the property.
Correct.
And so this constituent then was on the hook for that second mortgage on a property where she never agreed to taking out a second on a property that they own. So what I've been told by those in the banking industry is that it is common practice within the industry to get the signatures of all the owners of the property, but I'm also told that it is not codified in statute. So what I would like to do with this amendment is codify that in statute. So would it be okay that I offer this amendment?
That would be fine, Senator.
I appreciate it.
About them. My wife's a loan officer back home, and I didn't. I know her well enough that she's going to have two signatures on about anything if she's making a loan or anything. Because I've
seems
tried,
like it
I've
is
tried
the common
myself
practice.
Before, and she's cut me off, so I couldn't get the money. So I mean, I've been down that road for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Senator.
Welcome.
Mr. President. Senator from the first still has the floor.
I haven't offered it.
Senator from the first still has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
Thank you. I'm sending it forward, Mr. President. It has been distributed. I'd ask for a waiver of the reading, and I'd move for its adoption.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Well, I guess I just did, Mr. President, in my inquiry with the Senator from Polk. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Require the senator from the 1st.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Okay, so I'm not exactly sure of the facts of the case that brought this to your attention, but there are important distinctions in the three tenancies that are described in here. Currently, and the most significant would be by tenants by the entirety. Under current law, the common law practice is that if my wife, Jamie, and I own something, and only a husband and wife can be tenants by the entirety. It's one of the advantages the law provides to marriage. We each own an undivided one-half interest in our home, okay? And what that means is the classic law school example is I go to a card game, I bet the house on my hand, and I lose the hand. The guy that wins doesn't really get my house because my wife hasn't signed off on that conveyance. So it requires both people who have that title to sign off on it. Tenants in common, for example, that is not the case. So let's say you and I are tenants in common. We own a piece of property as tenants in common. I go and bet the farm on it. That person can win my one-half interest. Okay, they don't get yours, but that is encumbered by that debt. And this is important, especially in collection actions. So let's say, for example, and this happens all the time, you represent somebody that isn't liquid, doesn't really have any assets. But if it's titled correctly, if all of his assets are titled, either in his wife's name or as tenants by the entirety, that entity that has the judgment can't come after anything that's jointly titled unless the wife signed off on sort of like a guarantee or something. So my hunch is, and I don't know this for sure, that it's possible that whatever property was owned in that case that was brought to your attention was titled something other than tenants by the entirety as husband and wife or some other scenario, because what we would be doing by adopting this amendment would be to change the common law practice that tenants in common, you don't have to, each partner doesn't have to sign off on every transaction unless it's required by the other party, right? Unless they want a guarantee from the other guy. And so with that, I'm just raising some concerns because I know I understand the problem you're trying to solve, I think, but it may just be because the property wasn't titled correctly or something. And this goes a lot further than maybe the solution that they should have sought.
Senator, I appreciate your insight and your legal expertise on this, and I think it really does, I'm sincere here, bring something to the table. I guess my question would be, is there a way that I can craft that so that I address the issue that I have, not only between a husband and wife, but it seems to me if you have two or more partners in a piece of property, that it should, and they have a mortgage on that property, and then one of the owners goes in to the financial institution and borrows more money or a second on that property without consent of the other owner, isn't that a problem? I mean, it seems to me that's a problem, and when that other owner is on the hook for that.
Well, usually what will happen is the lender will require
that seems reasonable
both
yeah.
folks to sign because of the protection that is in place when they know that they're not entitled to more than one half of that interest or one fifth of that interest or one fourth of that interest. So the lender, to protect themselves, would require the signature of the other partners so they can actually get what they want, because they can't get the full value. If they go to let's say they file a partition action, which would be to force a sale of an asset, to say, all right, we got to sell this thing. They file a partition action. At that point, they're only going to be able to get up to whatever their interest is. And so the solution's already there. And
is my constituent then, just on this issue, is my constituent only on the hook for half of that second?
Possible. And I don't know.
Although
for sure.
That's not even just, because if they didn't have any knowledge of that second being taken out, and because they're half owner in that property, they're on the hook for half of that, additional debt.
Yeah, I apologize, it's hard to comment on that specifically without knowing what kind of agreements were in place between whoever. But at this point, I'd like to inquire, if it's okay, we'll get back. Mr. President?
Senator from the 15th.
I'd like to inquire the Senator from Lawrence.
Senator from Lawrence. Do you yield?
I do yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Judge. Like to have a...
We refer to him as a senator.
Thank you.
Proceed. Yeah.
Senator, do you have any thoughts on this? Because I saw this on the desk a couple days ago. Maybe it was on the... And it kind of caught my attention, and I wasn't sure where it was going. But
and I heard the senator from the first describing the fact situation that he was trying to address, and we come in trying to solve problems for constituents, and I know he wants to be careful that he's not potentially creating new problems for others. As I read the amendment and I listen to your conversation, first of all, I don't know how they were spouses, how their property would have been held where the bank's just not the one that's kind of screwed up here. I mean, if these are tenancy by the entirety properties, it seems like if the bank's done this with just one spouse, then the bank maybe has some worthless paper.
Right.
As far as the senator from the first concern about property owners, just partners in the ownership of a piece of property, the way that is dealt with is by contract among those folks when they decide to buy the piece of property together. The default law in Missouri is if you buy it as tenants in common, each person can stay in or get out. All they can sell or encumber is their own fractional interest. And if the parties do not want the other parties to be able to do that, then they get a contract together that governs their ownership together. And if there's a business enterprise involved, then the partnership rules, to the extent of that, would apply as well. But as far as the...
I'm sorry, there are three senators standing. Senator from Newton, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I pardon the interruption. I'd ask unanimous consent for a quick introduction.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have one of our treasurers of Southwest Missouri, representing the Neosho Missouri Fish Hatchery, the staff, David Hendricks, manager, Roderick May, the assistant manager, Jamie Pacheco, the lead biologist, Jeff Messens, the fish biologist, Heather Thorne, administrative assistant, and Janice Eaton, receptionist from the First Community Bank. We have Vance Eaton, the president of the Goodman and Branch manager, and a local artist that a presentation we made to the Conservation Department, Jeff Jones, and wife Donna. And the friends of the Neil Show National Fish Hatchery, Russ and Kay Hively, President, Bill Franks, Bethany Thompson, Roxanne Thomason, Diane Toothmuth. I'd ask for the body to make them feel very welcome.
Would all the guests of the Center for Newton from the Neosho Fish Hatchery and the friends of that group please stand and be recognized? Let's welcome them to the state capitol. Senator from the 15th, you have the floor, inquiring Senator from Orange.
Continue the inquiry with the Senator from Orange. Senator, you were saying?
Yeah, basically, as you were saying with the Senator from the 1st, if your tenants in common, then the parties can treat their own fractional ownership, you know, through conveyance or encumbrance or whatever, but it doesn't encumber the other owner's shares, just their own. But when you've got a joint tenants or the tenants by the entirety, that's a different situation. And I, again, without knowing the facts of how the two spouses in this particular situation owned the property, if they owned it
right
before they were married, how it may have been titled, I just can't really see it. As far as the law in the state of Missouri, there's only a problem in that scenario if they didn't have their property titled in a way that gave them the guarantees they could have taken advantage of by titling it correctly, or else the bank is just messed up and they would be the one to take the problem rather than the wife. But this amendment does really concern me because of the way it would change business relationships and even just, you know, siblings that come together and buy the family farm or continue operation of a family farm and their rights in relation to each other. I'd be happy to sit down with the offering senator on this amendment and get more specifics and see if there can be a tailored fix, but I do have worries with this. I think he may take it back.
Three senators standing. For what purpose do you rise?
Send my amendment back.
Madam Secretary, please send the amendment back. Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Polk, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Polk renews his motion that House Bill number 1103 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill 1103, an act relating to certain notices required by the Missouri Appraisal Management Company Registration and Regulation Act. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Green, Senator from Cape Girardeau, Senator from Clay, Senator from Boone, Senator from Franklin, Senator from Cole. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, the formal calendar.
Seeing no objection, we will go to the formal calendar, House bills on third reading. House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1462, the Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill Number, House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1462 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I now move that House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1462 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Go ahead and explain that, if you would, Senator.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. This is actually a bill that was in the Ag Omnibus Bill that we heard the other day. It deals with the extension of the Missouri Qualified Biodiesel Producer Incentive Fund, not adding any more money to it. And I think the senator from the 22nd gave a very good synopsis the other day that these groups have been working very close with Missouri, and as we hit our budget constraints, that they have been willing to stretch those payments out. But at this point, we are approaching that 24-month deadline where that this just allows us to go ahead and make those payments. And without this, what would be the incentive of the state to make any payments? Because at the end of this time, they would know that there wouldn't be any more money available. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion and be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what bill we're on. What bill number are we on?
The House Committee Substitute for Number 2 for House Bill 1462.
1462?
It's the same language that was in the Omnibus Ag Bill that we voted out of here the other day.
Okay. So, now, this is House Committee Substitute to House Bill 1492. You don't have a Senate substitute. 1462.
No,
I'm sorry.
There is no Senate substitute.
Okay. And or a Senate Committee substitute.
No, sir.
Okay. I've heard some of these ag bills have got tax credits in it. This isn't one of the ag bills that
not.
You've got
no
the tax credits.
Credits
in it. Okay. Trying to see here. Basically,
this just allows Missouri to stay true to its commitment that it made. And like I said in my explanation, these businesses has been working with the Department of Agriculture and the state to allow the state to extend out the payments. And actually, we're going to be running past the 24-month provision that we allowed them to go to.
Okay, so if somebody didn't want us doing these ethanol payments and biodiesel payments...
If this is just biodiesel.
Okay, so if someone didn't want to do the biodiesel payments and thought that it was a waste of money to continue to spend this in biodiesel one way, if they hadn't been successful in eliminating that appropriation in the appropriations process, would be to kill this bill?
I doubt it, because it's already passed in a House... omnibus bill.
Okay, but the House hasn't passed that yet.
Oh, it was the House bill that was.
Okay, passed. So you've already. What number was that?
I don't remember.
Okay, so it was a Senate bill, right?
1093. No, it was the House bill.
Okay, it was a House bill, and what was in that bill? This identical language. What else was in that one?
Identical language.
What was in that one?
What all was in the omnibus
yeah.
bill? I don't remember at this point. It was, I don't even remember the bill number. Now I've looked at a lot of bill numbers.
Okay. So it was a House bill. The Senate amended it. It's over in the House, but that's going to conference, correct?
I don't think it will have to go to conference. Senator.
Okay. So you're planning on, or the House is just planning on taking up and passing that version?
I think they probably are.
Okay. And so then we don't need to do this bill.
Well, this is a senator's request that we get his bill done on a standalone.
But this is a House bill.
He used to be a senator.
Who's that?
Hawthorne.
Oh, that guy. Okay. So Cawthorn has fallen in love with his legislation yet again. This isn't a noodling bill. I don't know why he wants to pass it. I mean,
you know, out in the Ag Committee, I never heard a noodling bill this year. I feel a little let down that nobody.
The Ag Committee did not hear a noodling bill this year?
Did not hear a noodling bill this year.
Holy cow. What's the problem? Have we noodled them all out of existence?
We didn't hear elk this year, but we did hear monkeys and mountain lions and all
tigers
kinds of
and bears,
like
oh
that.
My.
Yeah. That
okay.
was last year.
So how long does this extend the biodiesel payments?
Well, it just allows those payments to be made. There is no date put in place at this time. There are no new plants being built. The original time that they are paid for is 60 months of production. Like I say, this does not add any money to it. It just allows these companies, like when they went to get the loan for their business, they did the loan covenants, counting on this money to be coming forth. They've been working very good with the state to say, okay, we know you're in a crunch. We'll allow you to stretch it out. We just hope you're good for it. If we don't get this passed next year, could be a, if we do honor our agreement, it could be a pretty big hit.
Well, we don't have an agreement. We have basically a bunch of biodiesel people that got the state to invest money one time, and now they say, hey, keep giving us all this money. You know, it's almost like the same thing that those on the western side of the state for Barton Hall and the Jackson County Sports Complex that get money from the state every year, they say somehow we have an agreement. Well, we don't have an agreement. It's not in state statute. I mean, they didn't bond against this. The state's credit rating's not in force. We do an appropriation, you know. That's tantamount to saying that, you know, K through 12 education, we had an agreement. We actually have a state law that says we have a foundation formula, and we haven't fully funded that, but ethanol gets fully funded every year. We have a larger covenant and an agreement, in my mind, with K through 12 education funding, that's in the Constitution at least for us to fund, than we do ethanol, but it seems ethanol, or not ethanol, I'm sorry, biodiesel in this case continues to get funded when those aren't met to their agreement. How do you square that?
How do I support it?
How do you square that?
These businesses are out there actually helping the local schools in their districts, in their areas.
How do they help the local schools in their area?
Generating a tax base, providing people jobs, and providing money for
with the government subsidies.
With this, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, this is not a government subsidy.
It helps the businesses get started. Have you ever had a business? When was your first? What was your roughest time in business? Was it startup or after you had it good and established?
It was the whole time. The first business I ever had was 13 years old. I opened a shoe shine shop up at Cape Country Club, and I would sit down there, and I had a dollar shine. I had a dollar shine, but I did a double shine, and so I would shine one shoe and then shine the other shoe, then come back to the other shoe, and then do the other shoe. So I sold the double shine for a dollar a shoe, and that was my first business and entrepreneurial set. The next thing that I did is I expanded, because when I played golf younger, when I got an opportunity to, I didn't exactly have the best demeanor. I got a little upset when I would hit different things, and I learned really quick how to replace the shafts in a golf club. So then I was in a position of, after I learned how to do that, I then opened up another one because I found there were other golfers that had that temperament, and oftentimes they needed shafts in their golf clubs replaced. So I opened that up as a business, and then when I did that, I replaced grips at the same time, and spikes in golf shoes, and kind of had like a little a dump off place, because they would drop it in a garbage can, the shoes, everything else, and they would sit there. And then after school, my dad would or mom would take me, or I'd find a ride there. I'd pick that stuff up, and then I would go do all of that, and then get picked up and come back. So yeah, and believe it or not, Senator, government didn't give me one dime.
You still shine shoes?
I shine my own. I shine my own now.
Darn.
For you, I'd do $100 a shoe.
I'd do $100 a shoe,
and I'd be happy to shine your boots.
I was going to say, I don't wear shoes. I wear boots.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy. I mean, $100 a shoe, I'll give you a double shine. And I'll supply all the shoe polish. I still remember how to do all that stuff. That's how I started. And then from that point, I ended up getting a job, so I was no longer self-employed. I ended up getting a job, and my first day at that job that I ended up getting, it's kind of an interesting story. I showed up, Senator. I showed up first day of work at O-Dark 30.
To go to a bank to get a loan to start any of these businesses?
Did I have to go to a bank? Well, my capital was generated by my work. So, no, I didn't go to a bank to get any loans or anything else. But when I had a job, my first job, I showed up at O-Dark 30 out at Cake Country Club, and I worked on the grounds crew. And the first day I showed up, the head greenskeeper gave me a weed eater, a tank of gas, and boots that came up over my knees. And he said, boy, don't come back till you're out of gas. Now, Senator, I don't know if anyone else knows this, but weed eaters get extremely good gas mileage. So I went out there and I was weed eating all day long, just weed eating, weed eating, weed eating. Didn't break for lunch, didn't do anything, because my boss, you know, but when my dad dropped me off, I was like 14. My dad said, you do whatever Mr. Capsey, he was the super, you do whatever Stuart Capsey, what Mr. Capsey tells you to do. And I said, all right. And he said, go weed eat until you run out of gas. And so I'm weed eating. I didn't break for lunch. I didn't break for any of that stuff. And ultimately, he found me about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I started at O-Dark 30. And he said, boy, what are you doing? And it was like that. I had that Forrest Gump moment before Forrest Gump did. I'm doing whatever you tell me to. And that's what I was doing. And he said, you got to be kidding me. You've been out here weed eating all this. Come on in. And, you know, the interesting story about all of that is, years later, as I was knocking on doors, I knocked on Mr. Capsey's door when I was running for office. And he said to me, you're that kid that worked for me and went out there and weed eated all day long. He said, I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to vote for you in your Republican primary and vote for you in the general, because if you'll just go up to Jeff City and weed eat like you did on the golf course, we'll be fine.
You had a good work ethic, and you still do, and that's how you got it.
No government handouts.
You didn't have any problems with gophers, did you?
With gophers?
Yeah.
You know, I've got more trouble at my home with moles than we did at the golf course with gophers. But I had a guy I worked with that was a lot like Bill Murray. He was something else. I mean, it was an education. I was a 14-year-old kid kind of rolling around out there, and this guy was like, I don't know, 30, 35 years old. And I knew from that moment when I was 14, I said, there is no way I'm going to be doing this job when I'm 35. So that was another motivating factor that I didn't want to be Bill Murray when I grew up.
He made lots of money.
Well, not the character he played on Caddyshack. He didn't make lots of money. He cleaned his house with a leaf blower. It was kind of an interesting deal. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at. So the ag bill, the omnibus ag bill, that was out there, that piece of legislation had this language in it, and all you're doing right now is trying to let I don't even know what you call. They used to call representatives that came to the Senate a reptor. I don't even know what you would call somebody that goes from the Senate to the House.
How about John?
A what?
John.
A senator?
Gone.
A sedative. I like that. So we have reptors and sedatives, and we've got a couple of other members that want to be senatives, I guess. Well, one was actually a representative, then a senator, and wants to be a representative again. So that would be a representative. A representative. I wonder if he'll put that on his business cards. Welcome to my office. I am representative. Yada, yada. So, all right, Senator, I'll be looking at all of these things as we move forward. I wish that this had a noodling component to it. Then I would understand the significance of it. I'm kind of disheartened that the senative over in the House has decided to give up on noodling. And
I was a little amazed, too, and saddened. Yeah.
Did you hear anything on conservation this year?
Yeah. No? Like I say, we heard mountain lions and...
Okay. No, but about the conservation department.
From?
Legislation this year. I don't know. I mean, usually we want to destroy the conservation department, so...
There was some.
There was some on that. So at least, I mean, that seems to be every year we've at least got a bill that...
What'd you say about them?
Just blow them up.
No, I don't think there was anything to blow them up.
Take their money away from them. Or change the money.
Nothing to do that.
But nothing on elks, nothing on noodling.
Nothing on elk, nothing on noodling.
Okay.
Just
all
allowing
right.
you to shoot
mountain
lions.
I appreciate the inquiry, and thank you very much for your time, Senator.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from Lewis renews his motion that House Bill number 1462 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1462, an act relating to the Missouri Qualified Biodiesel Producer Incentive Fund. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from Boone. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Clay. Senator from the 8th. Senator from Lawrence. Oh, Senator from Franklin. Senator from the 9th. Is an aye? By your vote of 24 aye, 9 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise to seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe that my guests are still here. We're joined today by the Summit Preparatory School in Springfield, their teacher Crystal Yarnell, and their six students, John Cunningham, Mason Elmer, Spencer Jones, Alexis Workman, Olivia Fry, and Paige Kimmons. I would ask that those students be made honorary pages for the day and that all of Summit Preparatory School be welcome to the Missouri Senate today. I believe they're in the upper gallery.
They are. Would the guests of the Senator from Green please stand and be recognized, and let's welcome them to the Capitol. Thanks for coming to Jefferson City. Staying on that same calendar, House Committee substitute for House Bill 1644, Senator from the 23rd.
Would you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Staying on the same calendar, House Bill 1105, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that House Bill 1105 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I now move for third reading and final passage of House Bill 1105. 1105 is a one-line bill that allows the Adjutant General of the State of Missouri to waive the maximum age of a militia person on a case-by-case basis. I'll be glad to answer your questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Can you give me a little reasoning what the issue is and everything?
Absolutely.
I don't sit on the committee.
This bill has been asked for by the Adjutant General. Occasionally when our military is deployed with the atmosphere in today's society, if we need a particular expertise like a lawyer or a doctor and they're deployed, this would allow the Adjutant General to say just because you're 64 years of age or older, you may be a doctor, but you still have some need or service that you could provide in a time where a soldier that is deployed and we don't have that expertise in the state.
Just out of curiosity, what is the age limit now?
64.
So you want to make people
over... People that are 65 are still of good values to the military on a case-by-case basis for the needs when needed in the state of Missouri.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the Senator from the 8th.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I want to thank you for saying that I still have value. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from the 8th.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Are we going to be waiving the age limit for minors?
Maximum. Maximum age for serving in the militia.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, we've already voted on this out of this body, on this language.
And I asked you the same question then, didn't I?
I don't think so.
It's coming back, so thank you.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. The Senator from the 8th renews his motion that House Bill number 1105 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill 1105, an act relating to the state militia. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the 7th. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 9th. Senator from Boone. Senator from Clay. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the 2nd. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on the same calendar, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1340, the Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1340 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. As appear to have it, the ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 1340 be third read and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill is fairly simple. It deals with if a county assessor, county clerk, or a collector either vacate their job, something happens to them, they pass away, or vacate their job. In the interim time before the governor can reappoint, there sometimes is no one in charge of the office. And two episodes were brought to me, one as an assessor, where there was a 2 or 3 month period before the governor appointed, there was no one in charge of the office, no one to run the office, no one to answer any questions to the constituents. This would allow the commissioners to appoint someone on an interim basis to run the office until the governor appoints. Another example was an election came up after a clerk had vacated office. There was no one to run the election. So that's all this does, put somebody in charge up until such time as the governor appoints. Any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
I inquire of the senator from Christian.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I apologize. I couldn't understand the mumbling jactitation of the President Pro Tem when he called the number. What bill is this?
1340.
1340? 1340. 40. Okay. Thank you for saying that clearly. Senator, let's see. Did we deal with this on a previous bill, or is this the first time we've seen
this? No, I don't believe this has come up anywhere that I know of, Senator.
Okay, and all you're doing is allows the county commission, while they're pursuing an election?
While they're waiting for the governor to appoint, the interim okay. time before the governor appoints is to appoint someone to run the office.
Okay, so while they're waiting for the governor to ultimately make an appointment, which
yes.
he does,
yes.
They, as a board,
that
can
that time period, sometimes it can take a couple of months before the governor appoints.
Okay, and this is the, and they don't have that power now?
They do not have that power.
Oh, wow. So it's just a vacancy.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator from the 11th. Further discussion? Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire the Senator from Christian.
Senator, do you yield?
Gladly.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I was asked to inquire of you. I think somebody is trying to draft an amendment here real quick. Okay. I didn't completely hear everything that the senator from the 11th.
You should always listen to him.
Okay, so vacancy of county clerk, and it's where they can be appointed, correct?
Yes. Okay. This is just that interim period, Senator, between okay. the time the governor appoints and the time they vacate their office.
Okay. Well, it seems pretty clear to me, and I think the senator is headed back to his desk and may seek the floor to offer an amendment. I just wanted to make sure that I understood it fully and do a favor for someone at the same time. So thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from the 4th, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
Mr. President, this and I move for the adoption of the amendment.
Senator, has this amendment been distributed?
I'm sorry, it has not been distributed. The new language is only about 6 lines long. I ask that it be read.
Senator, if we read it, we have to read the whole thing. Now, what we can do is we can ask for a waiver. Reading of the
Send the amendment back. I withdraw the amendment.
Send the amendment back. Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Christian renews his motion that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1340 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1340, an act relating to county officers. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape. Senator from Boone. Senator from Lewis, what was your vote? Senator from Andrew, what was your vote? By your vote of 29 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, House Bill 1236, Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 1236 be taken up for third reading.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Polk.
President, I now move that House Bill number 1236 be third read and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill here actually come out of the House. The person handling this bill was a county clerk for 20-some-odd years. But in 1993, when they were redoing congressional districts to serve on a presidential electoral, they revised the statutes at that time. And what this bill simply does is if you are a third-party candidate, it puts you in line with the other two parties, that you all have to go through the same steps. Currently, they have to go through a two-step process, and I believe it's just an oversight, and now they would be in line with every other party or candidate that comes forward. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the Senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. This is the House Bill 1236?
Correct.
Okay. Does this have anything to do with the paperwork to increase the filing fee to run as a president in the state of Missouri? We're not moving it from $1,000 to $10,000?
No.
Okay. That's floating around out here again, and last year part of all of this was is that the state Republican Party wanted to, and Democratic Republic Party wanted to, right now the filing fee is $1,000 and they wanted to move it up to $10,000. And I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't
Senator, part of this decision. I almost know that's not, but I mean, if it's okay in there, I'll be glad to do whatever it takes to do that.
I'm looking at it. This is just the House bill. There's no House committee substitute. There's no Senate committee substitute. It's just the straight House bill. You've got no amendments relative to it. And the language that I see is if presidential electors are to be nominated, at least one qualified resident from each congressional district shall be named as a nominee for presidential elector, the number of candidates to be nominated shall equal the number of electors to which the state is entitled. So basically, this is to guarantee that you have geographical representation for a presidential elector.
And it lines up with everybody else.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The Senator from Polk renews his motion that House Bill number 1236 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill 1236, an act relating to third-party candidates. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the first. Senator from Lewis. We don't have you recorded. Senator from Boone. Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Second on that same calendar, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1402 was Senate Committee Substitute, Senator from Saline.
Would you please place that on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Second on that same calendar, House Committee Substitute number 2 for House Bill 1317 with Senate Committee Substitute, the Senator from Boone.
Will you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. House Bill 1460 with Senate Committee Substitute, the Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 1460 with Senate Committee Substitute be brought before the body for third reading.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill extends the sunset on the statewide court automation fund, which is set to expire September 1st, 2013. It would expend it. The collection of the fee would be extended to 2018, and the committee would cease its functions and existence on September 1st, 2020. That I renew my motion.
Senator, would you care to move the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute?
I'm sorry, I thought I did. I move the adoption.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Lawrence.
Senator, do you yield?
Do you?
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I was in the House of Representatives, and all this whole business of court-wide automation was a hotly contested issue at the time.
It's getting very loud in here, especially on the back row. So if we could keep the volume down, remove your conversation. Let's listen to the senators. Senator, proceed.
Thank you. Senator, where are we on getting the entire state automated? Do we know?
I can't give you a definitive answer to that question. I know there's a lot of progress has been made. We've got, for example, the CaseNet network that you can look and see where cases are. Gibbs, thank you.
Yeah, that's helpful. That's good, helpful. I mean, that has been very helpful.
It has. It allows just the regular folks across the state to see the progress and status of things.
I'm guessing that none of us in here really know how much money we've spent on statewide court automation since we originally started this thing. It's probably been millions and millions, don't you figure, I think?
I would assume, but I really don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold this thing up or anything like that. I just remember that actually I was the person who offered the amendment to put a sunset on here. And I remember a whole lot of people when we were at House of Representatives said that was a really good idea to put a sunset on there. And I remember some of us were talking in the back lounge, and I said, yeah, but you know how that is. We're just going to keep extending it and extending
well,
it.
That does happen a lot, but I agree with you. And when I was a House member, we passed legislation that we would start sunsetting everything. And I'm not removing a sunset, but I think you're involved in the practice as well. And I've seen substantial progress made in this effort, and I can't tell you the exact dollars involved to this point. I'm personally comfortable to extend the sunset and see the progress continue. But
well, and Senator, the other thing I want to thank you that whoever was watching over the extension, that it wasn't a 20-year extension. I think it's another 5-year extension, so at least it gets raised to future.
Right. I think it's always a good thing for the folks in this building to be required to reevaluate any ongoing programs.
Yeah, I do too, and I do see some positive benefits. Did you just get somebody whispering here how many millions we've spent on that, maybe? Or
no, I had asked a question earlier.
I'd
ask exactly what the court fee is that the participants pay, and the note I got said $7. So
$7.
And you know, there are always a lot of proposals for court costs that may or may not be in any way germane to the operation of the justice system, and this one I think actually is.
Right. Well, and I mean, the good news is I'm seeing a difference as far as being able to find things online. The bad news is, as with all things government, it's probably taken a lot longer and cost a whole lot more money than it should have. But I appreciate your effort in this regard, and regardless of whether I vote yes or no, I just thought, you know, it's kind of interesting that one of the very first things that I did as a freshman legislator is putting a sunset. Here I am in my last 10 days extending it and confirming the conversation that we had in the House lounge about the fact that we're going to keep doing this over and over and over again. So, Senator, I appreciate your work in that regard, and, you know, keep holding the feet to the fire. I'm looking forward to when I come to Lawrence County or that I'll be able to find your picture and everything online and the court resolution, everything online. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Lawrence moves the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the substitute. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, thank you. I move the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 1460 be third read and passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Lawrence renews his motion that House Bill number 1460 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1460, an act relating to the Statewide Court Automation Fund. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cole. Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 11th. You are not recorded. Senator from Clay? No. By your vote of 31 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senator from the 23rd.
Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1245, an act relating to the Missouri Quality Jobs Act, in which concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 837. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Those are all the messages, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions as he recognizes the gentleman, the senator from...
We only have senators, no gentlemen in the Senate.
It's been a long time since I ask you to recognize the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I move that Senate concurrent resolution number 26 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate concurrent resolution number 26 be adopted. This is a resolution that creates a joint interim committee on assessing the needs of infrastructure here in the state of Missouri. We had excellent hearings this year in Senate Transportation, talking about highway funding, and but it became very clear that until we raise the awareness of the public and the need in the public, that we would be spinning our wheels to move any further. So the goal here is that we create this interim committee to get public input and also be able to share information. This committee will work in concert with the select committee that the speaker has appointed, and hopefully we will move forward and keep this in the front of the public. Glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Saline. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 22nd. For what purpose do you rise?
Inquire, Senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
Proceed. The members of this committee, they're appointed by the Speaker of the House, the Minority Leader of the House, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, and the Minority Leader of the Senate.
That's true.
So if I want to get on there, and I hope to be on this interim committee, I usually try to get off of committees, but I want to be on this one, I would need to talk to the Minority Leader. I don't think I'd have, if I had to go through President Pro Tem, he probably wouldn't appoint me. So I don't have to have that worry, right?
Right.
Okay. Minority.
I don't know. You got to deal with your side of the aisle.
Okay.
I don't have any sway over that.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Saline renews his motion that SCR 26 be read a third time and placed upon its... That it be adopted. He moves that it be adopted, the SCR 26. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Lawrence? Senator from the 13th? Senator from Clay? By your vote of 33 aye, 0 no, the SCR is adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Same calendar. Would you recognize the senator from Saline?
Staying on that same calendar, the senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I now move that House concurrent resolution number 36 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
I now move that House concurrent resolution number 36 be adopted. This is just a resolution that recognizes the special relationship between the state of Missouri, the country of Israel, as well as the relationship between the United States and Israel. Be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you so much, Senator. I think it's very important that you do have this type of resolution. A few years ago, before the ceasefire was over in 2008, I was in Israel, and a lot of the people who are there are quite concerned about the safety there in Israel and all of the contention that's there. When I came back, you know, I come from a very Jewish community, and I said to my community, I believe that there should be a state of Israel and that we should be very supportive of the state of Israel. And anything that will enrich our relationship with Israel is important because biblically, and you know, in all of my teachings as a child and as a young adult, you know, Israel was very important to us. And some of my constituents had problems with that, and I said, listen, this is a personal issue, and you can't take away my personal beliefs and what I believe should be the case as a safe, a strong, and a vibrant state of Israel. So I am very glad that you have this resolution.
Senator, I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, and it's not mentioned in this resolution. I had a Senate resolution similar that recognized there was a compact that was signed between the state of Missouri and Israel and has been renewed, I think, as late as in the early 1990s. And so there always is, you know, President Truman was the first one to recognize the state of Israel. So there's always been that special relationship between Missouri and the state of Israel. And this just reminds folks of that relationship.
Okay. Well, again, I fully support your concurrent resolution. I think that's moving our state in the right direction and making sure my citizens, where I represent, have a voice. And so just thank you again. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you very much for yielding, Senator. I apologize. What resolution are we on?
It's House Concurrent Resolution number 36.
House Concurrent Resolution number 36. And I've got 37, but I don't have 36. What exactly does 36 do? And the only reason I ask is the House, during the special session last time, they did a House Concurrent Resolution that basically was against the largest private employer in the state of Missouri, and then the House blamed the lobbyist for not telling them that their resolution negatively impacted the largest private employer in the state of Missouri. And so somehow the representatives convinced themselves that it's not their responsibility to read what they vote on. It's only their responsibility to listen when a lobbyist tells them that what they're about to vote on may impact the largest private employer in the state of Missouri. So, in continuing with my tradition to continue to believe that the House of Representatives does not read what they send to the Senate, I want to make sure that we take a couple of minutes and read and actually understand what we're doing.
Senator, I will ease your pain. I have read it. I don't see, we haven't declared war on the state of Israel or anything that it seems somewhat supportive, and so.
Okay, so what we're doing is it says, whereas the state of Missouri and Israel share a deep and abiding friendship, and whereas Missouri's own President Harry S. Truman announced on May 14, 1948, that the United States would become the first country to recognize the nation of Israel, and whereas from its founding, democracy has been the cornerstone of the state of Israel, and whereas since its establishment, Israel has fulfilled the dreams of its founders who evidence a vigorous, open, and stable democracy. And whereas Israel is deeply committed to maintaining its vigorous democracy society, and whereas the State of Israel and the United States share democratic values and ideas and fundamental strategic interests in promoting regional freedom and stability, and whereas the ongoing commitment of Israel to the democratic ideals of freedom and pluralism has been unswerving and is a commitment that Israel shares with the United States. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the House of Representatives of the 96th, yada, 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 hereby. So are we going to have the Senate as well, or are we just ratifying
There was a Senate. I introduced a Senate resolution that was very similar, and it didn't... I don't think it's made it anywhere, but I've told the representative I would carry this one.
Okay. Fair enough. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for letting us read that and know that we are not passing a House resolution that hurts the largest private employer in the state of Missouri. I appreciate it.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
The senator from Saline moves the adoption of HCR 36. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Lawrence. Senator from Polk. Senator from Boone. Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the resolution is adopted. The junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
House bills on second reading. Senator from Stoddard.
He's not here.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate your indulgence. House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1475.
House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1475, an act relating to tanning facilities.
General laws.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcements. Announcement, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you. Mr. President, I know that there are some amendments being prepared on the Senator from St. Francis bill. I was going to be making a recess motion until 12:30 so that members who would like to participate in the day of prayer can do so.
Further announcements. Senator from the 13th.
Introduction of special guests, Mr. President.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
In the front, we have four students from the Salem Lutheran School in Florissant, Missouri. They're seventh graders, and accompanying those students up in the upper gallery in the rear are their classmates, and they are with Roseanne Martz. The names of our pages are Galen Ambler, Cameron Cogshell, Philip Irving, and Elliot Manula. I ask that the individuals be made pages for the day. The students in the rear stand up, and the Missouri Senate welcome the students.
That's great. Would the guests of the senator from the 13th please stand and be recognized, and also let's recognize our pages for the day. Thanks for coming to Jefferson City. Great to have you here. Further announcements. Further announcements? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess until 12:30 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in recess until 12:30 p.m. this day.